Welcome back. I'm Kathy Fuller. It's WCRB in concert. Well, before the second half of tonight's two-piano concert starts with Kirill Gerstein and Thomas Addis, there's time to dip into a piece that Addis wrote when he was in his 20s. He's 50 now, by the way. Don't miss the extensive homage that our own Brian McCreath pays him with fantastic info and interviews. Look for it at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Arcadiana is a string quartet made up of seven nostalgic homages. The sixth one, called O Albion, is an affectionate nod to Edward Elgar. Here it is with the Calder Quartet.
Thank you.
Albion by Thomas Addis. It is a loving homage to Edward Elgar from his 1994 string quartet called Arcadiana, and that was the Calder Quartet. Well, we're at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall, an incredible place to hear pianists. Tonight we get two of them, Thomas Addis and Kirill Gerstein. They're back now with a piece for two pianos by Debussy called Linda Raha, the first piece Debussy ever wrote for two pianos, and the first thing he ever wrote in a Spanish style, named, by the way, after a balcony in Granada's famous Alhambra Palace. Here they are, Thomas Addis and Kirill Gerstein, with Debussy's Linda Raha on WCRB in Concert. Debussy's first piece for two pianos, Linda Raha, Kirill Gerstein, and Thomas Addis, each at a Steinway here at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. It's WCRB in concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Conductor, pianist, and composer Thomas Addis was the first ever artistic partner of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, a 3-year post that he says kind of grew naturally out of the fact that he was here every year in Boston conducting the orchestra. In 2019, the piano concerto that Addis wrote for Gerstein was a major music story around the globe. Well, coming up next on tonight's program, a 2-piano version of music from Addis's first opera, Powder Her Face, a musical retelling of the affair of the Duchess of Argyll, a 20th century style icon, socialite, who rose to fame after a scandalously well-publicized divorce in the 1960s, all brimming with salacious accusations and revelations. Addis's opera premiered in 1995, and he's been revisiting it ever since. You're about to hear a concert paraphrase for two pianos that he put together in 2017. In an interview with WCRB's Brian McCreath, Addis talked about going back to the work with a new perspective.
I had a few goes at this. I mean, I wrote a big piano solo piece, concert paraphrase, using a deliberately kind of 19th century sounding Liszt-ian, because with those great Liszt paraphrases of Wagner or Verdi, and he's sitting at the piano literally going, "Oh, that was that amazing moment when this happened or that happened," and trying to remember how the music went. And I was thinking it would be fun to do that with my own opera, as though I'd lost all the scores, but I was trying to reconstruct it, the sort of feel of it. And so that I found a shape that the musical fell into.
That's Thomas Addis, who also mentions in that interview with Brian McCreath that the Duchess's grace and glamour figure into his music by a certain virtuosity. And in the manner of Franz Liszt, he's translated that virtuosity into a piano paraphrase. You can find that whole interview, by the way, at our website, classicalwcrb.org. And here they are, Kirill Gerstein and Thomas Addis, to play the concert paraphrase on Powder Her Face for two pianos here at NEC's Jordan Hall on WCRB in concert.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pianists Thomas Addas and Kirill Gerstein, that was Addas's concert paraphrase for two pianos on his opera Powder Her Face. It's an operatic piano virtuosity, much like the paraphrases that Franz Liszt wrote on operas in his time. In a joint interview in London's Telegraph, these two make interesting reference to the living qualities of music. Addas talks about there being something in the sinews and the muscles of the music which is alive. And Gerstein says, pieces are incredible creatures. Well, that instinct will come through in one of Ravel's most full-blooded and dizzying pieces, La Valse, written to honor the waltz king Johann Strauss II. In the score, Ravel describes his vision. Swirling clouds afford glimpses through rifts of waltzing couples. The clouds scatter little by little. One can distinguish an immense hall with a whirling crowd. The scene grows progressively brighter. The light of the chandeliers bursts forth at the fortissimo. Ravel also said that he thought of it as a fantastic, fatal whirling. Something menacing is always simmering under the surface, and what a frenzied atmosphere at the end. Here they are, Kirill Gerstein and Thomas Addas, to take on Ravel's La Valse in Ravel's own version for two pianos on WCRB in Concert.
Thank you.
Ravel's explosive La Valse from New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall with pianist Kirill Gerstein and Thomas Addess. Well, that wraps up an incredible evening of music for two pianos here on WCRB in concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. You can hear the Boston Symphony recorded in concert every Saturday night here on WCRB at 8 o'clock. And coming up for the Celebrity Series, Conrad Tau, the pianist, streamed live from our Fraser Performance Studio Friday, April 16th at 7:30 with a live Q&A with Conrad after the performance. He'll have an improvisation on John Adams's China Gates, also a piece by Jason Eckhart and Schumann's Kreisleriana. Thanks for listening to WCRB in Concert, and thanks also to the Celebrity Series of Boston and to the Boston Symphony Orchestra. And thanks to Thomas Addess and Kirill Gerstein in collaboration with the Boston Symphony for making this program possible. I'm Kathy Fuller, producer of this episode of WCRB in Concert, audio producer Antonio Oliart-Ross. The executive producer of WCRB in Concert is Brian McCreath. Thanks for listening.